What up, Doc Squad? I see that you are still here listening to the High Ticket Doc Podcast, and I absolutely love that for you. There is a lot of great content here. However, I did want to let you know that we are in a new location under a new name. I want to encourage you to pull up your favorite podcast app, go to the search bar, and search for the Doctor Coach School Podcast. If you love this podcast, then trust me, we are leveling up our transformational coaching and everything that we talk about on this podcast in the Dr. Coach School Podcast. So join me over there. Listen, feel free to binge listen to as much as you want here, but also for brand new episodes every single Monday at 5 a.m., join me on the Dr. Coach School Podcast. As soon as you pull it up, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace and love. What up, Doc? Welcome to the High Ticket Doc Podcast. Are you a woman doctor who wants to start a coaching business, but you don't know how to get started? Does the idea of coaching others seem exciting and completely scary at the same time? Do you want to learn how to show up powerfully online, sell with confidence, and make your first 100K, even if you're a brand new coach? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Kimmy, double board certified physician and professor. I am also your high ticket start coach. This podcast will give you actionable strategies to launch your first high-ticket program and make your first 100K without overwhelm. Let's do this, sis. 2022 can be the year that you finally do it, that you finally become a high-ticket doc. Join me on January 15th through 17th for the Docs of High Ticket virtual conference. This dynamic conference will feature women doctors just like you who are killing it in multiple high ticket arenas. We are talking high ticket conferences, high ticket real estate, high ticket consulting, high ticket speaking, and of course, high ticket coaching. If you want to learn how to show up with confidence and monetize and sell the gift that God has given you, then join me for the Docs of High Ticket Conference. The headliner for this event is none other than Dr. Nina Ellis Hervey. You know her as Beautiful Brown Baby Doll. She will share her experiences building a thriving business and brand while working full-time as a clinician and educator. You don't want to miss the opportunity to hear from her. Now, you have to purchase the VIP option. That way, you get to network with me and other high-ticket docs. You will also have extended access to the replays, question and answer sessions, and other amazing goodies. 2022 is all about you fully walking in your purpose as a high ticket doc. If you're ready to take that first step and learn how you can make a lot of impact and a lot of money, head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com and purchase your VIP tickets today. Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the High Ticket Doc Podcast. So we are continuing our series, y'all, How to Land High Ticket Clients. If you've been listening from the beginning, then you know that that's what I title these episodes. However, here on the High Ticket Doc Podcast, we believe that we don't land clients. It's not a passive process. It's not something that is out of our control. We create clients. Every single result you have in your coaching business was created by you. So lack of clients was a creation. High ticket clients is also a creation. Y'all, this is good news. This is good news because without this knowledge and this understanding, that means everything would be just like completely passive. in our business, and we wouldn't be able to change anything because it'd be out of our control. It'd be based on just like the whims of our community and the people who follow us, rather than being something that is 100% in our control. And we know this based on the spiritual law. So the first spiritual law and the like ultimate one is the law of sowing and reaping. Galatians 6:7 says that, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that will you also reap." This is just a verified law of the universe. It just works like that. Like, God instituted this as a law. Many people know this and they utilize this to their own advantage. We have the law of attraction, lots of different spin-offs of this law. It's because it's the truth. It's just a fact. But again, the great news is if we understand this law, we can utilize this to grow a profitable high ticket coaching business, right? So when we show up and we sow service into our marketing, into our content, when we sow value, so go back to week one of this series, when we sow value into our content, into our marketing, and into the work that we do, then that is exactly what we reap. And it's literally dollar for dollar, right? So if you sow $1 worth of value into the world, you're going to receive $1 worth of value back. Like, it literally, like, it's just a linear relationship. So if you want to have a six-figure business, all you got to do is sow six figures worth of value, right? And just also understand that a lot of times the value accumulates. So you may be sowing value and not see the immediate return on your investment, right? Like, on that sowing, you may land one 5K client or one 10K client and say, "Well, I'm so far away from six figures." But if you can land one 5K client or one 10K client, all you got to do is just repeat that process, right? You got to just use the same strategies to create that result over and over and over again. $100,000 is just a multiple of 5,000. It's a multiple of 10,000. It's a multiple of 20,000. So you just create value, you sow value, and that's what you will reap. But here's the thing, right? I've talked about this on a prior episode on my 60K month. So go back and listen to that episode. I will make sure to include it in the show notes. While I am saying that you can sow value and reap value, it is really important that while you are sowing value, you are not doing it with the express purpose of reaping value. What? What does that mean, Dr. Kimmy? None of this makes sense. Let me explain. Just like I talked about in that episode, you want to be committed to your goals and committed to service, but unattached from the outcome. If you are sowing just so you can get something back from somebody, if you are putting value into the world and then you're sitting around waiting to see, "Well, did this post create this amount of value? And I wonder," like, that is coming from a place of scarcity. Your impact is none of your business. I'm going to say it again. Your impact is none of your business. You sow value because that is what you do. That is what we do. We sow value. But we're not sitting around waiting for that value to be realized and then saying, "Well, once I reap this, then I guess I'll sow again." No. I wake up every day and I think to myself, how can I pour into my people? How can I serve them? And that looks different depending on what I'm working on. But I don't sow value, write a post or do a podcast and then sit back and say, "I wonder how much money I'm going to make from this." No. You give. Given it shall be given unto you. That's another manifestation of the law of sowing and reaping that Jesus talked about. Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Like, all of that just means that when you give, when you sow, it will be given back to you. But the focus is on the giving. The focus is not necessarily on what you're going to get. However, so there's like complexities to this, right? So at the same time, you have to be okay with receiving, like at the point in time that you are then able to reap the benefits of what you've sown, you have to be okay with receiving. Because I have had clients, I have had women in my community push money away. Right? Like they don't realize they're doing this. A lot of it is unconscious, but they're pushing money away because they are not open to receiving. They are scared to receive. And the same way that you have to be willing to give and sow value, you have to be ready, and willing to receive, because your receiving is someone else's giving. And it's a cycle, and it's a beautiful cycle. And the more we give, the more we're then able to even receive. But we give for the sake of giving. When I record this episode, when I record all of my episodes, I am thinking about one person that I can help. One person. If my podcast, which has had over 20,000 downloads since starting, if my podcast, though, despite the over $20,000, if one person said, you know what, Dr. Kimmy, your podcast helped me to serve my people, then that will have been a success. Period. So let's get into it for today. How to land, i.e. create, high-ticket clients. We are going to talk about the fact that in order to create high-ticket clients, you must sell your transformational process and promise. I'm going to say that again. In order to create high-ticket clients, one of the ways you do that is by selling your transformational process and your transformational promise. Okay? So last week, and this is why these episodes kind of, they go in order. There's a logic and a flow to this. So if you missed last week's episode, you want to go back and listen to it, because it lays the foundation for this one. And then the first episode that we did as a whole lays the foundation, because the first episode was about value and what value is and how to create value. But in last week's episode, I talked to you about how you have to speak the language of premium clients in order to create premium clients. And many of you guys may have wondered or said, like, how do I do that? Like, how do I speak that language? Well, this episode flows from that. If you want to learn how to speak their language, listen to this episode. So last week we talked about three types of clients. Freemium clients, these are freebie seekers. They're not going to buy anything, so stop trying to sell to them. Freemium clients, cheapium clients. So these are clients that are always seeking the cheap alternative, and your program becomes a commodity. And I find that most new coaches fall in this range. You are attracting clients who are cheapiums, who are looking for the cheapest alternative. They're looking for a commodity. They see your coaching program the same way they see sugar or salt. I'm just going to buy the cheapest one and keep it moving. Right? And you're creating that result with your language and how you're positioning yourself, because what you're not doing is attracting premium clients using premium client language. And you do that by focusing in on the transformational process and promise. Okay, so here's how you can, as a brand new coach, right out the gate, you're like, I've never signed a client before. That's fine. Or I've only signed a couple clients and they were low ticket. That's fine. You can do this. This is how I have been able to create a multi-six-figure business. It's because I understand this language now. Didn't always. Surely didn't in the very beginning. But once I understood this language, I was able to do this. Okay. The way you speak the language of premium clients is by communicating and selling your transformational process and promise. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Many new coaches, they come out and they say things like, I want to help people. I want to help everyone. Okay, and I want to help everyone. Let's say you are a weight loss coach. I want to help everyone lose weight. Okay, well, who is your target client? Who are you targeting? Who do you think you can help? Oh no, I can help everyone. I can help teenagers. I can help women. I can help moms. I can help men. I can help you if you're 25 or 42. that language of just like broad, massive, I can help everyone, and I can help everyone do what? Lose weight. That is so non-specific that you end up commoditizing your program. Your program becomes a commodity, just like every other coaching program, right? And even if it isn't like every other coaching program, because you've built it based off of your own intellectual property, your community doesn't know that. So they're sort of shopping around looking for the best or the cheapest coaching program. And then what happens is you do a launch or you put things out there into the world and you start selling, and people either don't buy or they get on a call with you or they're in your DMs or they're interacting with your materials, but they're thinking to themselves, is this worth it? Is there someone else who can get me the exact same transformation with, like, in a different way? Is it going to be cheaper if I go elsewhere? Am I going to get results elsewhere? What's the difference between your program and her program? If you're getting questions like that, or if you're just not getting movement on your sales and you're not getting that kind of rush of like excitement and energy when you put out content, then it's likely that you're doing this. You're commoditizing your coaching. And so you're speaking to people who are shopping around. Okay. And if you're charging $25 for something that they can get for $18, they're going to go with the $18 thing. If you're charging $5,000 for coaching, but your language is speaking to a chemium person, they're going to say, I ain't paying $5,000 because homegirl down the street has a program where I could pay $125 an hour. So I'm just going to do that and DIY the rest. Okay. So if you notice that you're attracting that type of people, it's likely your language, like you're creating that. Now, the good news, this is all good news. Like, don't despair, right? This is good news because it just means that you can change it, right? Like I said, I want you guys to feel that luxury of knowing that all of this is well within your control. Like, you control this. You can turn it on and you can turn it off. It meaning revenue, sales. Like, you control this. So how do you speak to premium clients? Remember, we want to speak to premium clients because we want to be able to have a major impact. That way we can give things away to people who aren't able to pay. Okay. We are running businesses. We're not running charities. We want to run a highly profitable business so that we can be charitable. Okay. So we can give things away so that we can be a city on a hill. Okay. You can't be the light of the world if you can't pay your light bill. I heard someone say that one time and I was like, whoa, right? It helps no one if I don't have enough money in my business to help people. Like, it's not going to help them. So I want to build a profitable business so I can pay off my debt, so I can build wealth for my family. And then I can then take that and help other people. So how do you speak to premium clients? You speak to premium clients by communicating and selling your transformational process and promise. This is how you will have people, your brand new coach, just like my clients, brand new coaches right out the gate. And people are just like, oh, I need what you have to offer. They're not asking you for Joe Schmo and how much is her program and is your program cheaper and this and that. It's like, no, like, I have to work with her. She is the coach for me. She's in my head. It's almost like she's in my house. How does she know so much about me? She's so dynamic. There's just something about her. I want that. Like, that's the kind of feeling you want to create for your people. That's the kind of feeling you want to create for your people. And you do it by doing this, which is what I'm going to explain right now. So here's the thing. First, you need to understand your story. You take your story, you convert that into intellectual property. Okay? You figure out the transformational process, right? And that's your intellectual property. You delineate the transformational promise, what people are going to get by taking part in your program, and then you sell those. Okay, so you take your story, your unique story, the way you have transformed your life, right? you map out the transformational process that took you from that point A to that point B. You convert that into your signature intellectual property, right? That's now your transformational process. You figure out what is the end point? What is it that people want, right? Like, what's the point B, right? That you were able to get to. That's the transformational promise. And then you sell those. So there's a promise, right? So I'm going to give you an example in my business. The promise is that I will help you through my coaching program, my mastermind coaching program, Purpose to Profit. I will help you develop and confidently sell high ticket coaching programs and reach your first six figures. That's the promise. That's what you're going to get. That's what my program promises. And it's guaranteed you're going to get that result. Okay. That's the promise. The process is my unique framework, the Purpose to Profit formula. The formula that helps you, number one, you guys have heard this before. Number one, sell yourself on yourself. Number two, sell yourself on your transformation, on your transformational process, right? Sell yourself on that. So develop it, sell yourself on it. And number three, sell that transformational process and promise to your people. Those are the three things you need to do to build a successful coaching business. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what I sell. That's why you guys have heard this before, because I talk about it, because I am selling both of those things. I am selling my promise of you'll develop and confidently sell a coaching program, a high-ticket coaching program, and reach your first six figures. And I am selling it through my process, the Purpose to Profit formula, right? Now, I have several modules and several steps within that formula, but that's essentially the essence of it. Sell yourself on yourself. Sell yourself on your transformational process. Sell that process to others. That's it. That's all you got to do, right? So I sell that, and I'm very, very specific about those two things. So my people, right, even though I charge a high ticket price for my program, my people, they want that. They want that point B. They want to be a high ticket doc. They want to be a well-paid coach. So they listen to my content. They come into my Facebook group. They join my conference, the Docs of High Ticket Conference. Go to docsofhighticketcon.com to get yourself on the waiting list. And depending on when you're listening to this, to actually purchase tickets, right? So that's what I'm selling. Notice what I'm not selling. I am not selling a coaching program. Dr. Kim, you just said that Purpose is a coaching program. It is, but I don't sell a coaching program. I am selling a promise and a process. Selling a promise and a process. Here's the thing, y'all. Your people in your community don't care about your coaching program. No one wakes up in the morning thinking about your coaching program. No offense. You're the only one that does. And if you're my client, I also think about your coaching program, but no one else does. But you know what your people do wake up in the morning thinking about? They wake up thinking about their problem that you can solve, and they wake up thinking about what they want to achieve. Those are the two things that they're thinking about. So you're out here talking about your program. Your people don't want your program. They want the promise, right? And they want to understand that they can achieve that promise through a process, right? Because if you just focus on the promise, like the point B, the thing they're going to get, they're going to be like, well, is that available to me as well? Like, can I do this as well? And a lot of times they start to think that you, there's something special about you that got you there. But when I say, no, I get you to the point B, and here's how I'm going to get you there, they start to see like, oh, there's steps. If I just follow the steps, I can get there. I can launch a high ticket program. I can start my coaching business and come out the gate and charge 5K. Like my clients are able to do. And like, yes, you can. You can do that, right? So no one cares about your coaching program. I'm going to change that though. There's some people that do care about your coaching program after they learn about you, and it's the chemiums. Listen, the freemiums, they don't care because if it ain't free, they don't want it. But the chemiums, the cheap people, the people that are shopping around, they exquisitely care about your coaching program because they're shopping around. So they're going to ask you things like, well, how long is your program? Is there a workbook? How many calls are there? How many people are in the program? How much is your program? Like, chemium people will ask you those questions. So if you're getting those questions as well, you know that you're speaking the wrong language, because premium people are like, oh, bet. This is the process. This is the promise. I want that. Let's go. Let go. Right? Like, they're ready. They are ready to invest. And even if they have doubts and fears, right? If you've done your job of communicating the value and speaking their language, right? And selling the promise and the process, they will be ready to go. They'll be ready to go. Premium people don't care about the number of calls in your package. They don't care about whether or not there's a workbook. The only time people care about that is when they're comparing and they're commoditizing and they're making your coaching program out to be a thing that they have to decide, do I want this thing or that thing? Right? So here's the thing, the amazing part of this. All you have to do is change your language. That's it. Just show up, sell with confidence, let people know how you can help them specifically and what the process is. Now, what I'm not saying is you give all your IP away for free. Don't do that, right? But you show people the steps, okay? You show them the steps, and that's it. You create the steps from your story. You understand your story at a deep level. You turn that into your intellectual property, and that's what you sell, along with the promise, okay? So a shorter episode today, because it's just really that simple. That's what we're going to do, right? That's what we're going to do. That's how you sell to premium people. That's how you create clients. This is in your control. You can do this. If you want to learn how to do this at a high level, how to understand the language of premium people, of premium clients, join me at the Docs of High Ticket Conference. We did change the date. I mentioned that in last week's episode. It's January 15th through the 17th, 2022. Go to docsofhighticketcon.com. Depending on when you're listening to this, you'll either be able to sign up for the waiting list or you can actually start buying your tickets. VIPs will get special access to me. They'll get first dibs on joining Purposed. Right? And joining my coaching program when the doors open, they will have priority access to the application, and they will have special, unique events and sessions and Q&As with me so that they can ask me questions and really go deeper on this information. I'm going to be treating my VIPs like clients for the conference. So you don't want to miss this. It's going to be really, really impactful for you. It's going to teach you the language. If you're like, what's the language, Dr. Kimmy? I still don't get it. You got to come to the conference, okay? Docsofhighticketcon.com. You can also click the link in my show notes. You can also go to the High Ticket Doc. There's a link there. You can go to Instagram. Like, wherever you are, you can get this, okay? You can get this information. If you're driving, just come back to the episode, sis. Please don't try to do this while you're driving, please. But if you're like, how do I land high ticket clients? Create, right? How do I create? But how do I land high ticket clients? How do I speak their language? How do I show up consistently and sell with confidence? All of that will be addressed at the Docs of High Ticket Conference. That's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm doing it, to help you guys understand that this is in your control, to show you doctors in multiple industries, because there's some things that just cut across every industry, and sales is that. High ticket sales, there's a language, there's a methodology, you learn it, you'll profit, and you'll have impact. So join us inside of the conference, January 15th through 17th. Get your VIP tickets, because they will be limited. All right, y'all. I'll see you next week. Next week, we're going to wrap up the series. I believe, yeah, there's one more episode in this series of how to create high ticket clients, and it is a good one, y'all. You don't want to miss it. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you soon. Peace and love. 2022 can be the year that you finally do it, that you finally become a high ticket doc. Join me on January 15th through 17th for the Docs of High Ticket virtual conference. This dynamic conference will feature women doctors just like you who are killing it in multiple high ticket arenas. We are talking high ticket conferences, high ticket real estate, high ticket consulting, high ticket speaking, and of course, high ticket coaching. If you want to learn how to show up with confidence and monetize and sell the gift that God has given you, then join me for the Docs of High Ticket Conference. The headliner for this event is none other than Dr. Nina Ellis Hervey. You know her as Beautiful Brown Baby Doll. She will share her experiences building a thriving business and brand while working full-time as a clinician and educator. You don't want to miss the opportunity to hear from her. Now, you have to purchase the VIP option. That way, you get to network with me and other high-ticket docs. You will also have extended access to the replays, question and answer sessions, and other amazing goodies. 2022 is all about you fully walking in your purpose as a high-ticket doc. If you're ready to take that first step and learn how you can make a lot of impact and a lot of money, head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com and purchase your VIP tickets today.